This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, there's don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year... Second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Lucky you. That's all I can really say. Lucky you to be present for this workshop, live workshop. Live workshop.
That's what we're calling this now.
I don't know. Where's football on here?
I'm just over here perusing parlays.
See, this I brought this up the other day. It's just way down on the right. Cricket, I'm likelier to go to this app and bet on cricket than football. They want to know what state I'm in. I'm in New York. What are the odds I'm looking for cricket versus football? Who do they think I am? Sam Paniadovich? He would bet cricket. How did he do on the hot dogs?
The 17.5 guy didn't cover. I think he finished... I never looked, but I was out somewhere that had it on, but I missed it, and I was told the count was he was more than 23 or 24 behind.
Okay, did Chestnut. Not cover.
Chestnut didn't go over his number either, but the cover from whoever the guy was that Sam was talking about, plus 17.5, it did not hit.
Okay.
At least that's the information
that's
I was
tough,
told.
Tough news.
Yeah.
All right, so I've done the thing you won't do.
I've done that already.
The favorites?
Yes, I did all the favorites.
Do you have the same number? So a $10 wager on the 8 division favorites would win $2,224.69.
Yeah, that's exactly the number. Are we on the same app?
We are.
You're using
yours.
My app. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
My app.
Why,
like I own FanDuel. That's why
make
I'm
it
here
more
doing this show. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that did cut. Now, I need to remember exactly what I did. But the first run-through I did of this, I did not pick all favorites.
Here are the favorites.
Okay.
Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. That's easy enough to remember. The four division winners, the defending division winners. It's going to be all 8. Philadelphia, Detroit, Tampa, and the Rams. Yeah, that's the same 8. That is not going to happen.
No.
Even in
no,
this era
it's
where
not gonna happen.
The Bills and Chiefs are just so good. You're not getting 8 favorites.
No.
How many would be the most? 6?
6, even 5.
So you're gonna find for us at least 2 underdogs.
Right.
And if you're the guy I think you are, you're gonna do better than just underdogs. You're gonna find a gem in here.
right.
So how do you want to attack it? By division?
Yeah. I mean that's a reasonable enough way to do it. I'm not inclined to do anything different with Buffalo or Baltimore. In other words, they're favorites and I'm gonna bet them. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not. necessarily positive I'm going to put money on this right now. My account's empty as it stands right now. But anyway, I think those favorites
Reload.
I would stay with. Just so I'm working in the order that they're presented yes. on my page here. So AFC East Bills.
All right, so just if I may, New England is the second choice in the AFC East at plus 500.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. So AFC North, Cincinnati is second at plus 240. Pittsburgh is plus 500. Cleveland is plus 3,000. Come on, Cleveland, let's go. Come on, what a story.
Right.
You want this to be money or do you want this to be amazing?
I just don't trust anyone there enough to get Baltimore out of there. And the same for the AFC East. I just, you know, to me, either one of those bets against either the Bills or the Ravens feels like I'm betting on an injury to happen. Like that, to me, that's the only way to Jackson or Allen. Like that's the only way those teams don't win that division. I think that they're in is if that happens.
Even the Bengals?
And yeah, I think even the Bengals.
Okay.
So and if the Bengals and Steelers were flipped, that might be get my interest.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah. Like if the Bengals were plus 500 as opposed to plus 240, I mean, okay, that's worth the risk. I think I'll, you know, I might.
I've made my first adjustment here. And listen to this. If you replace Baltimore with Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. So here, before I even tell you, we did this with the Steelers schedule. It's super easy. For the first half. So if Rodgers is okay at the Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, Browns, Bengals, Packers, revenge game, Indianapolis at home, Chargers, Bengals, Bears, that's 11 games. They're not all pushovers.
No.
But I feel like a 7-4 kind of, and they haven't played Baltimore yet. They're going to end November without having played the Ravens once. Maybe you get a Pittsburgh season where 7-3, 8-3, they're doing Pittsburgh things. Last year, when we all knew they were terrible, I think they were 10-1. Right?
Right.
So, I mean, weren't they made the quarterback change when they were winning last year, and they ended up 10-7. I want to make sure they were not 10-1. They were 9-3. They were 10-3. All right, correction.
Okay.
They were 10-3.
It's still really
great.
Really good year going.
What were the Bills? So if you move the AFC North winner from Baltimore to Pittsburgh, your 2,200 becomes 3,600.
Right. That's a pretty big.
Huge.
Pretty big swing there.
All right.
On one difference.
Not in there now.
Okay. You're going to stay there. All
Baltimore
right.
doesn't have to win again every year.
Yeah.
That's not the same division as the Bills. Like, that's.
No.
They never beat the Steelers hardly by much anyway when they beat them. That changed a little bit late last year, but.
All right. Well, I'm going to, and this was the case, and it won't be hard for me to figure it out. I'll just keep pressing buttons until I get there. But the first run-through I did at this where I didn't pick all favorites, my $10 bet was winning me $4,700.
Okay.
One of the things that I had different in that first parlay I did was replacing Houston, the favorite, mm-hmm. in the AFC South with my Jacksonville Jaguars. That I'm pretty bullish on the Jaguars. Like, I don't think that that's an insane pick at all to mm-hmm. think that they could ascend there. The quarterback's always been talented. Just need to unlock them, whatever. I can make the case. I don't really believe in Houston. Indy and Tennessee are afterthoughts. So it's really Jacksonville and Houston. And so I replace Houston with Jacksonville, and that gets me to leaving Baltimore as is and leaving all the other favorites. It's not as dramatic as your Pittsburgh swing, but it's up to $3,300. No, $3,100.
31.
Sorry, 31.
All right.
31, almost 32.
And if I do the same thing with Pittsburgh and not Baltimore,
oh my.
I'm at 43.
Right.
So the same gap.
Right.
I think it's interesting that Jacksonville is plus 300 and Indianapolis is only plus 310.
Yeah, that is kind of sneaky weird.
I like the idea of an Indianapolis bet more, but if they're the same price.
Right.
I think no.
I mean, that's a lot of faith to have in Daniel Jones.
I know.
Any
is risky.
The either either the Chargers or the Broncos are really tempting in the AFC West to me. It's sort of the same logic you just use on Baltimore. They're just going to win and win and win and win
forever.
You know, and again, it feels a little bit like you're predicting an injury or something. But the prices on the Chargers and the Broncos are pretty tasty, plus 320 and plus 330 respectively. So my first run through, I replaced KC with Denver. And that alone, with Jacksonville now installed instead of Houston, but still Baltimore and the Bills. So I'm not even out of the AFC yet. And we're at 3,800 now on the $10 bet.
Okay. Denver plus 330.
Right.
I refuse to do that. I feel like Kansas City at even basically even money, I got to stay there.
Yeah.
So
I may still too do that. I'm going to leave it the way it is for now. Okay. See if I can get the what I had, because the next division up is the one where I have the biggest odds.
Dallas.
You know I'm all about that idea. Nobody wins that division twice in a row. It hasn't happened in what is it? It's
2004.
20 more than 20 years. So
2002.
You can like Washington. There's a lot to like about Washington. I love Jaden Daniels. I think the Cowboys are priced to get my attention. You know the names. All the principles really are still there. And if Prescott can stay on the field with George Pickens to go with CeeDee Lamb, they could just score a ton. They could score 35 points a game.
Love it. Team.
So I'm into Dallas. I might even do that with something else, like outside of this eight-team thing that never wins, because it's hard to pick all eight division winners correctly, especially if you're looking for value and not just taking all the favorites, which isn't going to win anyways. So,
yes,
Dallas.
You got it.
All right. That is up to $4,500 now. All right. So
that's
the,
it?
Yeah. Dallas, Denver, Jacksonville instead of the favorites in those divisions. The rest of it...
Hang on a second, please.
Okay.
You're listening. Live workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Live eight-team NFL division winner parlay workshop.
I'm on to the NFC North now. Go ahead.
Not yet.
Something else. Okay.
I am just going to say, I'm not making that move myself yet.
The Dallas move?
Right. And I'm not on Washington really either. So, for now, I'm on Philadelphia.
Okay.
Minus 135. But I'm not looking at this the same way as I am the Chiefs. Just to tell you, just to say it. I think the Chiefs will probably get there. I don't think the Chargers are that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I think Denver is that good. Denver's defense is good, but really? Denver? So I'm sort of solid at minus 115 Kansas City, come on. Minus 135 Philadelphia, I don't know. Do you think the point about nobody repeating in that division actually means something? Is there something about those teams where it means something that nobody ever repeats?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What would it be? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been so many years that I feel like I want to just bet on it, even if I don't understand exactly why it keeps happening. I mean, you know, beyond the anecdotal, well, the good team was down and a different team was good, and there you go. I mean, duh. And that's the NFL, largely, you know? So maybe it's not that, I don't know, how many other divisions? See, I don't know these stats, and I wouldn't even know how to really go find it. How many divisions do you not get repeat champions in? I mean, the Bills are on five and counting over here.
The AFC had only repeat champions last year.
Right. So I want to respect it. And the numbers are telling me, like, there's value betting somebody else.
Philadelphia won the NFC East 2001 through 2004, and no one has repeated since then. Also, the Eagles have never finished third since then.
Wow.
There's a lot of first, a lot of second, and a lot of fourth, but never third. How about that? That might even be more amazing.
Right.
In a division with constant turnover, the Eagles have never finished third since realignment.
Time to find a parlay picking the team's particular order of finish in the NFC East.
Never pick the Eagles to finish third.
Unless the odds are good.
But you will. This year you will. This is the year. They're going to finish third. Right. This is the year.
Right.
All right. NFC North. Detroit is the favorite, plus 155. Parity.
I don't. They're pretty close here, right? Green Bay, Minnesota are 260 and 270 respectively, then a little bit of a gap to Chicago at plus 550. I am really struggling. I know Detroit, right? What's the case to make there? Goff's never been that good, and they lost both coordinators. So that's big. That's the first sort of, you know, in this timeline where the Detroit Lions are a Super Bowl contender, this is their first challenging year. They've been sort of building, same crew, now big departures. I still have a hard time seeing anybody else in that division beating them out.
Okay. I want to bet Minnesota on this one, but I may have found a glitch, because even though Detroit is the favorite, moving from Detroit to Minnesota cost me $600.
Really?
Yes.
Let me see what happens. I'm at.
Why? Sam?
With what I've got built here already, I'm at $4,500 with Detroit in there right now.
Watch $10 what happens bet. When you switch to Minnesota.
It's not even sure. Like, the bet went away. You know, when you like do something that conflicts, but there shouldn't be a conflict. I deleted Detroit. I replaced them with Minnesota, and it says some of my selections can't be combined into a single parlay. That's weird.
Well, here's what happens to me. With Detroit, $4,300 from $10. With Green Bay, $42. That doesn't make sense either. With Minnesota, $37. So I'm guessing that means people are betting Minnesota. The parlay's less unusual with Minnesota than Detroit. Can that make sense and have Detroit still be the favorite? I guess. What else would make sense there?
Yeah.
If you go to the Bears, it goes to 4,700. So not that big a jump for me.
See, I only got to 4,500 on the Bears. We're on the same app. This is so weird.
Well, now we have different teams.
Okay. Well, that's right. But this Minnesota thing is bizarre.
Minnesota is hot. So establish the run. Evan Silva moves the market in some of these cases. Like prop bets, one on Jamal Williams, been on our show a lot. I think he moves the market. And on a recent podcast of theirs, they're all talking up the Vikings. And Evan's like, that could be the best roster in the league. The changes they've made this year are huge, are great. And if you think McCarthy's going to be good, he's not a rookie either, by the way. Just didn't play. Injured last year. If you think he's going to be good, they'll love Minnesota. I don't know why else this would be the case.
Yeah.
That people are making that bet on the Vikings.
Yeah. Are they making it so much so that the app won't let me bet on them, but it will allow you to? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know
sense.
What's going on with that.
That is very strange.
You did something.
Anyway.
Funny.
I'm not doing anything other than toggling between Detroit and Minnesota. And it'll let me bet Green Bay. It'll let me bet Chicago. But when I put Minnesota in instead of Detroit, it says you can't do it. That is bizarre.
That might be the combination.
Yeah.
Like, who do you have? You have
Dallas. The Broncos, the Jaguars, then the Ravens, then the Bills.
Maybe they think you're getting a little bit too crazy.
Yeah, maybe.
You're cut off.
All right. Well, I don't want to bet either of those anyway. I was just curious to see what would happen.
You're on Detroit.
I'm on Detroit there. I'm going to stay on Detroit there.
I'm moving to Minnesota, but it's bad money.
Right? Yeah.
I don't want to.
That doesn't sound right. I genuinely do like Atlanta over Tampa in the NFC South. So Tampa's in there now at plus 100. Pivoting to them, the Falcons are plus 240. That gets me to 4860 on the
your
payout,
Falcons
as opposed to 4,500.
I'm also moving to Atlanta, and I'm at 4740. So we're really close.
Yep.
We have three or four differences, but we're almost at the same numbers.
Okay.
All right. I'm on Atlanta also.
All right. I really like Baker Mayfield. Mayfield has been really good the last couple of years. I saw a clip over the weekend of Greg Cosell just raving about he's so pretty, he's so good. He's precise. He puts the ball in great places. It's funny to still think of him as some sort of journeyman here or something, but he's been good. But I like Atlanta. I like Penix a lot. I liked him coming out of the draft. I was thrilled when Atlanta, thrilled. I don't like the Falcons, so I'll back off on thrilled. But I love that they made him a top 10 pick and just did that because they believed in him, and I hope they get paid off. I think they will. I think that it's a nice roster. The defense, they did a lot. Two top edge guys in the draft. So I'm pretty bullish on them.
Yep.
In the NFC West,
mine went away. you can't leave it alone.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's funny. I opened the page like they usually have them ordered here, but these odds must be moving.
That's right.
The Rams are listed on top like they'd be the favorite, but they are plus 175, and the 49ers are plus 165, which makes them the favorite in that division.
That's right. We all know you're going to Arizona.
I can't do it. It's got to be one of those top two, and I think I'm probably gonna go Rams.
No real change.
No,
I'm on San Francisco.
Yeah, I got to 48. It did change. I swear this is what I just did. Maybe hang on. Yeah, I had the 49ers the first time through, so I'm gonna leave the Rams. There's like a $100 difference. In the amount. I said it was 4,700 the first time I did it without all the favorites, and now it's 48, but it's because I got the Rams in there, and they're
Bulldog
10 percentage points higher.
Mine is 5 cents different. Literally.
And it's 5 cents. Minnesota instead of Detroit.
Well, yes, but I'm moving from the Rams to the 49ers.
Right.
And I win 5 cents less. What if I just don't pick the NFC West? No, I'm like, I don't want to do that. It's 5 cents less. $4,743.54 versus $4,743.59. I mean, that's both showcases right there, if you're within 5 cents.
Right.
I don't know. Fun times.
Yep.
I mean, it's fun to look at the... It's good to know this. I mean, not everybody is betting. But if you are, it's good to know that it's not cut and dried, where just the favorites are the
right
least payouts, lowest payouts. For some reason, it isn't like that. So you don't want to be on Minnesota because you lose.
Oh, my God.
Would you? Live workshop in progress.
Would you believe me if I told you that I placed a 5-leg baseball parlay yesterday afternoon and completely forgot about it and just noticed that I won $1,500 on FanDuel last night? I'd never looked.
For $5?
It was 25.
Oh, okay.
But still.
Like, that's great.
I just didn't even. Wow. I just logged. We were doing all this. I wasn't logged in the whole time. And just now I went, oh, I should log in, that way I can save this bet.
You can do that?
Yeah, I was going through it, and it usually gives you, like save for later. It's a little flag.
Yeah.
And it wasn't giving me that. I thought, oh, it must be because I'm not logged in. Let me log in. Balance. What? What did I do yesterday? Oh, I did that yesterday. Okay. Thank you, Phillies, Angels, Tigers, Brewers, Rays.
What did the Angels do that was so good?
The Angels
just they didn't get blown out.
The Angels covered a 1.5 run spread.
They lost by a run. What a terrible weekend for the Angels. Great.
Wow.
That's good. I love how earlier you said too, like, I don't have any money in there.
No, I know. Now.
Whoops.
Right?
Wait a minute. Yes, I do. Does that ever happen the other way to anybody?
That is insane.
Does that ever happen the other way? I know I got money. I got where to go?
I can't believe
where is it? What did I do? What happened?
Oh, right. Birthday to me.
I bought socks with it. I forgot about the socks. Very cool. Well, there are some interesting little fluctuations in there. Who is the best long shot to pick? I think the Steelers thing is live. I don't know. I'm always sort of biased toward Baltimore, I think, but I'm feeling change there. I'm not going to pick against the Bills here.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably only be New England. But man, what is that? Think about that. New England's really ready to win the AFC East? No, come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
803-0550. Here for your calls. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. We haven't talked about the news on Byram yet today. I want to make sure that I only ask this because I'm not 100% sure I'm right. Wasn't it Adams himself last week who mentioned the offer sheet possibility for Byram as in that's money the Sabres are prepared to spend?
Yes.
If he is offer sheeted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's safe to say, would have known at the time of that comment that they would disqualify him from that possibility. Am I out of line here at all? Like, how could you say that if you knew
you were going to make a move that would prevent him from being eligible for the thing you were saying?
Like, he was will match it.
Right.
I mean, it's almost aggressively sounding.
Yeah.
Will match it, but he would have known that it would never come to that unless they changed their mind on arbitration. But when you and I talked about this last week, we said he'll go to arbitration. We didn't have to be right.
I was surprised that he passed himself.
The team chose it.
The team chose it. That was the second window, and the Sabres acted on that. Whereas Connor Timmins, another player of theirs, defenseman, who's an RFA, himself chose arbitration. The end result is the same. You're ineligible for the offer sheet, and, that's it. So whether the team or the player chooses it. I did spend some time sort of spinning this over in my head. Like, where's the motivation to do it? And I'm going to guess that they didn't like the idea of being stuck with a 7-year contract for Bowen Byram at some outrageous money that a team would offer sheet him. And would be reluctant to, you know, he said they would, so maybe they were stuck in that case, but wouldn't want to do that. I would have been surprised if the player would have gone out, frankly, and sought an offer sheet of that length to be married to the Sabres, if indeed, it, you know, he and their his agent believed Kevin Adams when he said he was going to match. So what am I doing? I'm basically renting this asset that I already have on my team until the next trade window opens, which is this year's trade deadline. And if he chooses a 2-year result from the arbitration, which is up to Byram to choose now because of the way this went, then you know, you'd have another trade deadline, another offseason, and another deadline if he chooses 2 years. And I don't know what he will do, but my sense is that they still think they can make a trade for this player and will live with him on their roster and pay him whatever the arbitrator decides until they can find that trade. If it's all the way until next February, then so be it.
And they could still trade him right now.
Sure, yeah.
And if that happens, is this like all set that he still would go to arbitration with that team?
I think that that's the way that works, but they can still, the Sabres and he, and so any other team acquiring him with that arbitration hanging out there, I think could still reach a contract. He can still sign a new contract right now. Like if he and the Sabres agreed on some massive deal or they trade him to another team, they can still skip arbitration.
That's probably what would happen if he were traded.
Yeah, I would think.
There would be a contract with it.
Somebody would like him enough to want to take the full plunge. Yeah. So I think they're just protecting what? Against a long offer sheet. Okay, fine. I like that for them. I didn't want them to make a long commitment to Byram. I'm all right if he's here. I just think it's not optimal that they haven't moved a player. I think they wanted to move to improve their, you know, their group up top, the offense, the wingers. They still are, you know, we're into it now. Like we're through the original rush, you know, the best players left and all that. So yes, a trade can still happen. It hasn't yet. I don't know. I got here today, and the St. Louis Blues roster was still open on my browser. I'm like, I guess I can close that up.
Oh, how really? Like that's the work computer, and you were logged in already, and
yeah, I save the stuff that I have open reopens when I log in.
Restore.
Yes.
Previous pages.
Yeah.
And the Blues were one of your pages.
The Blues were one of my pages. Yeah.
Or as we say in baseball, Pages. There are two players with the name Pages.
Right.
They're pronounced Pages.
Okay.
So now you know that. I don't know. I just feel like it might have been disingenuous to talk about, we'll pay the money. Like that's how. What?
Yeah.
The Sabres are probably sick of hearing about how they don't spend the money, but they don't. And so here, this kind of was framed as, bring it on, offer sheet, because we'll match it. And, you know, that has two parts to it. One is we like the player and are willing to pay him. And the other is we're willing to spend. It's sort of both things,
right?
But neither is going to happen.
No,
and they would have known that.
I would expect that at least that they, you know, the possibility existed. I guess it's conceivable that they didn't know for sure what they were going to do, as far as that goes. But either way, if they were bracing, maybe they thought he was going to choose arbitration. When he didn't, they pivoted to decide to do it themselves. But either way, if they were counting on it, there's no need for the we'll pay the whatever on an offer sheet because he's not going to be eligible for one. So, yeah, I don't know. It's another version. It's this year's version of why we didn't spend to the cap. Is what we, you know, oh, we're saving it for Paterka and Quinn and all these RFAs. And well, you traded the best one of those. So, you know, golf clap to you for that. And no, we have this money parked over here because we want to make sure we can match an offer sheet to Byram. Well, you took a step to guarantee that wasn't going to happen either. And so what's up with the $13 million? It's going to sit there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to sit there and, you know, good job, everyone.
Yeah,
I mean they still have a. You know, they'll spend some of it on this arbitration award unless a trade arises. So he might get $6 million in arbitration, yep. Right?
I bet he does.
So that's half of it. And then Timmins is still due something. Levi is due something, whether that's on the AHL or NHL books, I don't know, but still. So they'll spend a good chunk of that money, maybe close to $8 or $10 million of it, frankly. So
I think
it's not like it'll all be parked.
It's included in this, I guess, problem I'm having with what was said last week. But Adams even saying we'll match any offer sheet, why would you even say that? Why would you show your cards like that, right? I think it just comes from this never-ending pursuit to convince everybody that they'll do whatever they can, and it's guys who want to be here, all of this, don't come and try to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prey on the Sabres. They're in such a defensive posture. This is how it comes out publicly, which you could be in this posture and not, if you just said it right, it would not come out publicly. Mm-hmm. But they can't, you know, Adams, it's really a Adams point, not a Sabres point. Like, just why would you ever want to just basically, you're trapped then. Now, we're not getting an offer sheet, which I think he probably knew was not going to happen besides. But without that, I've said this the other day, why would you have to say, will match the offer sheet? What if a team wants to you know, test you? And they like Byram this much. And, you know, they've got an opening for him. And we don't know. It's Buffalo. That could go either way. Like, we don't know what they're going to do. But he goes on, you know, on the air, once it was played back, he goes on the air with, we're going to match it. And I don't know. Why would you do that? Why would you tell everybody what your cards are? It's because, I know the answer. It's because they're just constantly spinning how, you know, yeah, you just can't come take our guys.
They needed 24 hours to brag about how they were going to keep their guy.
And it's been 20 years of this, if not 50. Which is like, this is, we're back in the Darcy, Vanek, Briere, Drury aftermath. Mm-hmm. Hey, how long did it take the Sabres to match on Vanek? 5 seconds? And they were so excited about that. Like, you can't come take our 7 years, $50 million. You can't come just do that.
I remember Darcy saying, I'm almost sure this was publicly. I don't think I had 3 off-the-record conversations with him the whole time he was the GM, and he was the GM a long time. I remember him saying, I was yelling at Edmonton, don't do it. We're just going to match. You're just driving up. He was mad from the league standpoint. Like, you're artificially inflating salaries by doing this. This is a player we are not prepared to let leave, and now we got to pay him $7 million, and you did it, basically. He was scolding the Edmonton Oilers for doing it. That's how I remember Darcy about that.
I know what I would say if I were Edmonton.
Thanks.
No, just like, get out of here.
Right.
This is competition. Yeah, Darcy was hot about that. Yeah. He wasn't like pounding the table in Philadelphia hot, but he was hot. Or standing on the, what was he doing with D'Amico in the when the puck went through the side of the net?
Pointing aggressively at the TV at the corner of the net where the puck went through, and D'Amico's looking at it, and Darcy's pointing at the TV in a suite or wherever they were. And yeah.
How could you not catch that?
Right.
Isn't that your job? He had a point.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I don't know with the Sabres. I mean, come on. Why bring up the topic of the offer sheet? You know, we still have to talk about arbitration. There's still a few things that have to play out here. No, it's if there's an offer sheet, which he probably knew there wouldn't be, we will match it, which he didn't need to say. All in the same effort to, like, you know, what's the best way to put this point I'm trying to make? We're going to spend, we are building something, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was an opportunity for them and him on their behalf, the organization's behalf, to sound like money's not a factor. Like, you want to give him 7 years and $12 million a year? We're going to match it. That's ostensibly what you're saying. Not that I think anybody was waiting out there to sign him to that contract, but you're telling the world, like, we'll do whatever it takes.
You're trying to send the bigger message, the overall message to your fans, to the league. Which, if you're well run, you would not want to do that, and you wouldn't be anything but forthcoming about, you know, how you're, what you feel about the player. I mean, not forthcoming. They're not going to criticize him.
No,
but just I don't need to tell you that. You know, how do they get in so much of these jackpots when there are so few press conferences? It's not like there's a weekly segment here.
No,
that's right. There's very few of these, and somehow
he steps in something.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this timeout here on WGR. You know, back to that baseball parlay that you hit. What are you doing betting baseball at 2:42 in the afternoon? Like, that Toronto game was at maybe 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
In progress.
I don't think I have knowingly put a bet in, parlay or otherwise, on the team that's getting runs. So I'm thinking I was thumbs. Didn't see the whole thing's a mistake.
You didn't even mean to do it.
The whole thing's a mistake.
I mean, they might have been.
The whole thing's a mistake.
I watched a few innings of the Toronto game between lacrosse games. And it's the Blue Jays right now, I mean, there's always a team that serves as this example or a lesson in how fickle baseball is. Zach, you might have been watching. You're an Angels fan.
I was there, yeah.
Oh, you were at the game?
Yep, I went to the game yesterday.
Awesome.
Okay, top of the third, 1-0 L.A., first and second, one out. Second or third. First and second, one out. Hard hit ball right to Bichette at short. Easy double play. Drops it. Instead of inning over, it's bases loaded, one out. So here's the Angels. Here's their chance. Renifo is up next, I think. And hits a comebacker. 1-2-3. Gausman to Kirk to Guerrero. I mean, they get the gift of the double play booted.
Right.
And next guy hits into one anyway, home to first. It's just like the easy
right
inning over. So it's still 1-0. Toronto comes to bat. Bichette hits one to the moon. I don't know where you were sitting, but he hits one.
It was really good.
He hits one to the moon. 1-1. Two outs later, I think, Straw is up. Don't you like the name Straw?
Sure.
There used to be Strawberry.
Yeah, I remember him.
We called him Straw.
Sure.
Or Straw Man. This is Miles Straw. So he hits one perfectly placed between the third baseline and the third baseman's glove down the line for a double. 2 feet to the left, foul. 2 feet to the right, easy out. Perfectly placed down the line for a double. And then Loperfido comes up next, hits one perfectly placed between the second baseman and the first baseman in the hole for an RBI single. 2-1. None of that really has to happen.
No.
You know, if the Angels double play, Renifo, if he hits the ball just like worse, a few feet to the pitcher's left or right, there's no double play there. He's got to hustle to get the out at first on that play.
Right.
Everybody's running on contact, so he's not going to have a play there if the ball is closer to either line. But no, it's right at him. Just so random. I read that Bronx Zoo about the 78 Yankees.
Right.
And now I'm reading Ball 4, the famous Jim Boughton book. And they both take you back to an era of baseball where mostly we had no, and Moneyball even does this, which is more recent. We used to have just no comprehension of how silly random baseball can be. And like that sequence in Toronto yesterday is perfectly it. Really, it should have just been, well, it didn't have to be, but easily could have been the other way. Toronto makes the error. And yet, you know, whatever. The next one's a double play anyway. Then the homer. Homer's not random.
Yep.
But still, so much of that was. And they win again. They're winning these close extra innings on Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
It definitely is random that I bet the Angels plus 1.5. I can tell you that.
I would have advised really hard against that.
I have no recollection of what. I know what time the bet was placed. Home. We went out for lunch. Home. Wife's upstairs. It's nap time. Where's the golf? Let me see what's going on. Oh, I got some bonus bets. I go, okay, whatever. Do whatever I'm doing. And I had to be sloppy. It's the happiest accident ever. I cannot imagine a scenario where I was. I'm very much more likely to bet the Jays there minus 1.5 because it was probably, you know, plus 120 or something.
I love it.
And I didn't. When I first looked at it, I thought, oh, all these teams covered 1.5. Like, no, actually the Angels were getting 1.5. What? Who hacked into my FanDuel app? That is not me. I'm surprised it didn't get flagged by FanDuel. Are you sure you meant to do this? Because
you never bet the Angels.
I never bet somebody getting a 1.5. I just never do it.
Because the price isn't good enough.
Right, it's terrible.
I have one story, like it wasn't for as much money, but I remember one time, and it's probably happened the other way, where you thought you had a win, but you did something wrong and you didn't.
Right.
But I had one of those in the year the Cavs beat Golden State in the finals, in game 7, LeBron and Kyrie Irving. Because I had a bet through a friend. This is your app. And I had a bet through a friend on the Warriors to win that series, like a big bet. And Cleveland won. And I was like, it's one of the reasons why I didn't want Cleveland to win. Everybody did. Right. Everybody wanted Cleveland to win, but I didn't. So Warriors lose, game 7 at home, and I got paid. He's like, oh, I thought you wanted Cleveland. And it paid better because they were a dog.
Oh, that's amazing. So he put the bet in wrong for you?
Yes.
Holy cow. Imagine how you would have felt if Golden State had won. Or he would have felt if had won. But it turned out pretty well. Yeah.
We could have had a situation.
Right. Right. That would have been awkward.
At least now there's some regulation here.
Right.
In the modern times. 803-0550, James Cook, ranked as the 89th best NFL player going into 2025. We'll talk about Cook and what's coming here with the Bills a little more than 2 weeks away from camp. Love to hear from you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.